It's always good to be with you and to share in the time of worship through music and prayer. Thank you again this morning for that beginning to this time of worship. Over the last month, I have been praying what God would have me to personally be studying from His Word. And the book of Job is something that I was directed to by the Spirit of God. If you have not read the book of Job lately, I would encourage you to do so, as you will find many, many truths and questions that will be asked from God's Word.
如果你最近, 没有在
Originally, I had prepared only one sermon from the book of Job, but it's ended up now that I have prepared and written two other sermons besides this one today.
开头说我只想在这里讲约伯记，只讲一堂。 现在我看了下去，我已经准备好两堂、三堂的那个讲道的题那个内容了。We
will probably use those sermons in future months as we visit with you from time to time.
所以可能在过去时候，在跟你们交通的时候，我会继续在交通约伯记。Certainly,
there's more than three sermons in the book of Job. There's probably hundreds of sermons for all of us.
约伯记 绝对不止只有三篇讲道的东西，大概可以上百篇的讲道都可以讲，从约伯记里面挑出来，我们来讲思想。The
title of today's message is "Storms Hit Unexpected
People."这个今天讲到的题目，范牧师讲到就是暴风雨来袭到那些没有想到的暴风雨会打击他的人。
If I was to narrow that down into a smaller, little bite size, it would simply be that all of us go through difficulties from time to time.
所以我假如能够再来缩小我们那个题目的话，就是说我们所有这些基督徒们都是在我们人生中间，每个人都会碰到很困难的时候。Things
are going well for us, and then all of a sudden something happens that kind of causes a little hiccup in our life.
日子过得好好的，忽然就有事情发生了，就好像我们这个呼吸就好好的，一下子就说，就打嗝一下，就会到这里就来了。And
it's at those times that sometimes we say, God, where are you?
常常我们会碰到这些困难的时候，我们说，神啊，你在哪里？
And we also might even wonder what God is up to.
我们常常会想说，神，你到底在想什么？
If I didn't finish today's sermon, I would simply say the best answer I could give to you is fix your eyes on God.
假如我今天在讲完我们今天的交通的时候，如果还没有得到答案的时候，我告诉你们，我们一定要把我们眼睛定睛在神身上。
So let me get started on what I had planned to say to you today.
让我现在开始，我准备今天想要跟各位弟兄姐妹交通的。Number
one, no one is exempt from the storms of life.
第一是没有一个人是。Not
even the most religious.
绝对不会碰到困难的，就是你是那么的相信神的人。
Not only the most faithful ones,
那些有信心的人,
or the most devoted biblical character,
而且那些在圣经上那些完全是那么那么那样子虔诚的在神里面记录的。
The opening words of the book of Job introduced us to a well-lived man.
这一开始的时候就看到说，讲到约伯记，一开始就说。
Whom God marked as an upright character.
神说他是完全正直的一个人。Let
me just remind you of a few things that we've read this morning from the scripture.
像我来要告诉你我们刚刚念的经文的几件事情。
Job was completely blameless, and he was a man of great integrity.
他是完全正直，他完全没有啊、一点点啊、恶事在他身上。
Okay, he had、he feared God and he stayed away from evil.
他敬畏神，远离恶事。
He has 7 sons, 3 daughters.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He owned a lot of animals.
他有太多太多的牲畜。
And he had many servants.
他有很多很多的仆人。
In fact, he was the richest person in the East.
他在东方，他是最大的，最有钱的人。
The Bible also tells us that he spent a great deal of time praying for his children and his family.
圣经上告诉我说，非但是在不但有钱，而且他花了很多时间为他的家人祷告。
We can clearly say this morning that Job was not an ordinary man, and he didn't live an ordinary life.
我们可以说，约伯不是一个普通人，而且他也过了一个不是一个普通人的生活。
I've already indicated that the book does not attempt to answer all the questions about the mystery of evil.
啊、我已经讲了说，这个约伯记不是说给我们所有的答案，关于为什么世界上有这么多的邪恶的事情。
And there's also a lot that we don't know about Job. The Bible does not give us a complete detailed story of his life.
而且我们对约伯这个人，见约伯记的话，也有太多太多约伯记那的奥秘，我们不知道约伯是什么样一个人。
But this one thing we can be sure of.
但是有一件事我们知道是确实的。
The story recognizes that he was an exception and not the norm.
所以啊、这个约伯记的讲，他是一个完全一个特例，而且不是说普通一般的人。
Let's take a few minutes to examine the character of Job.
让我们花几分钟来看看这个约伯记的整个他的性格是什么。
Job was a person of impeccable character, a man of integrity, blameless and upright.
他是找不到一点瑕疵的人，他是这里圣经上面说完全正直的人。
It's not only the opinion of the people that are around him, but it's remarkable it was the opinion of God as well.
非但是说那些跟他在一起的人是这样子想，甚至于我们天上的神也是这样觉得他是这样一个人。
And as you read the book of Job, you will discover that Satan challenged Job's life and character.
但是撒旦呢，就在神面前说，不不不，这叫完全对这个约伯这一切的完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事，这一点完全产生很多很多的怀疑。
In the conversation that God and Satan were having, God asked Satan if he had considered his person Job to try him.
他这个神跟撒旦在对话中间，神就问这个撒旦关于约伯是怎么样的人，他说。
God said there was no man on earth like him.
他说约伯是在世界上没有一个人像他这样子。
He is blameless and upright.
他是一个完全正直，是完全正直，敬畏神的人。
He is a man who fears God and shuns evil.
而他是一个远离恶事，完全是敬畏神的人。
No greater affirmation could be given to anyone.
他在世界上神没有对任何一个人有这么高的评价。
But don't lose sight of this, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你不要看到这一切就忘记了。
Job was a sinful human being, but towered above his contemporaries.
他仍然是一个普通的人，在世界上每个都是罪人，他只是在罪人中间是一个完全的人。
Job was a person of substance.
这个约伯实在是一个真实的人。
He was wealthy.
他是有钱的样子。
He had 7 sons. And that was a great honor.
这个实在是很大的尊荣。
He was rich indeed.
他实在是很有钱。
He was successful. He was the greatest man among all of the people of the East, the Bible tells us.
他在圣经上说他是在东方是就是一个最为自大的人。
Job was a person with a vigorous and authentic spiritual life.
约伯是非常有活力，而且完全是一个真实正直的人。
Combined with a deep concern for his family as well.
而且他对他的家庭的成员也是那么照顾。
Job was a man of prayer who held up his family before the Lord.
约伯是 一个为他家庭祷告的人，把他家庭在这里。
Job did not take his wealth for granted.
约伯也没有完全把他自己的财富觉得是习以为常。
Oftentimes, people who have wealth forget God, but Job did not.
常常有钱的人就忘记神了，但是约伯没有。
Job was the kind of person that people admired and God marked out as very special.
约伯是世界上的人都很羡慕他，而且神也把他特别讲出来说他实在是在上一个。In
the last few minutes, we've examined the character of Job and how God saw Job in his life.
所以我们在刚刚已经讲过了，圣经上神怎么看约伯是怎么样一个人。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question this morning.
弟兄姐妹，我要问你们大家一个问题，今天。
If God was here and He was talking about us, what would He think about you?
假如神在我们中间，假如神在那讲下，你想想神在我们中间的话，神怎么想？你是谁？
Would He say that you're a person of prayer?
神可以说啊，这个人是个祷告的人。
Would He say that you are a person of great integrity?
这个人是完全正直的人。
Would he say that you're a person that put God first in all of your life?
这个人是完全把神放在第一的人。
Job certainly had a character in which God was proud of and God spoke highly of.
所以约伯是他有这种人的性格，是神都觉得说是非常为他骄傲的人。
Job was a person just like us, but he lived on a different plane spiritually.
约伯是像我们。 普通信情人，但是他生活在跟我们不同层次。
My prayer is that God would speak of me highly as a person of integrity, a person of prayer, and a person who put God first in his life.
你说神把我们的牧师说他是那样一个高超的人，是说神牧师永远是把神放在第一位的人吗？
The next thing I see in our study of Job's life is that there were many things that happened to him.
但是我们看到，从约伯记你们念过人都晓得，
Suddenly everything changed from what it had been.
那么在世界上那么成功那么好的人，一下子忽然事情就完全改变了。Job's
life was torn apart.
约伯的整个的生命就完全就撕裂了。And
he had no idea of knowing why.
而他也不晓得这是为什么，这些那么一个好的一个生活生命，就一下子就转眼之间就完全破碎了。Job
was living on the ground level as his life was being torn apart.
当他这个所有的这个整个的生活中间撕裂以后，他完全就落在这个地上了。
It's where we live is also when difficulty comes, we view it from our level and not from God's point of view.
当我们整个碰到困难的时候，我们就整个躺在地上，就完全看这个世界是从这个我们在地面上能看到。
But we must learn to be a person whose heart is full of faith.
但是我们要学习，我们应该说，我们要做一个人是完全一个有信心的人。Trusting
when we go through experiences of pain and difficulty.
我们完全要倚靠神，当我们经过这些困难、 当我们经过这个痛苦
that we may not understand, God is still in control.
我们也许不知道，但是神实在是完全掌握这一切的情况。
Look at round one of what the Bible tells us happened to Job.
我们来看看这个约伯第一个这个事情。
A servant arrives with a report that all of Job's oxen and donkeys are stolen and his servants are killed.
那个他的仆人说他的那个donkey 他的驴子啊什么都去了，他的那个仆人在他那个地方呢完全都遭完全毁灭掉了。
A massive personal and financial loss.
你想想看他的这个所有的那些钱财仆人那些牛羊通通损失掉了。
Before Job could even catch his breath,
在听到这个消息以后，他还没有喘过气来。
The Bible tells us that a natural disaster hit.
然后第二个，自然灾害又临到他了。
Possibly lightning destroying all of his sheep and his shepherds.
也许是天上打雷吧，把他的所有的羊。还有所有的这个统统完全统统弄打死掉了。
Before Job could blink his eyes, there was again other news that there was a party of Chaldeans that had raided and swept down and took all of Job's camels and killed all of his herdsmen.
当他想到这两个事情发生的时候，还没有转过头来的时候，那个加底人就把这过来了。把他的这个所有的骆驼统统拿走了，所有的搞管骆驼的那些人完全统统一扫而光。
That was not enough. A tornado came and moved through and killed all of his children.
那个三个事情还不够，最后一个天上的龙卷风来了，龙卷风之后就把他的儿子的这房子这个全部四角统统弄起来，倒了，然后把他所有的儿子、所有的女儿。完全没有了。
Job's life was a working nightmare.
所以对他来讲，这完全是梦魇成真。
Within minutes, he had been transformed from the greatest man of the East to the most desolate man on the earth.
所以在等于几分钟之间，他是在东方至伟大人，那么一个有钱的名人，一下子就变成一个。
That's not enough, but the Bible tells us that there's round two.
不单单这是第一次，第二次又有灾祸。
Round two targeted Job's personal health and well-being.
在第二次来说，就是他自己的身体的健康被完全影响到了。
He was reduced to a beggar-like existence, sitting on a garbage heap.
他完全他变成像乞丐那样子坐在了垃圾堆上面。
The Bible tells us that he had lost everything of value to him, family, health, prosperity, and social standing.
所以他的家庭没有了，他的这个健康没有了，他的这个所有的这个社会的社交生活都没有了，钱财更不要讲早就没有了。
The Bible says he even lost his wife.
而且在圣经上说他跟他太太之间他也不了解他的太太了。
Nothing that we read about Job's life or for Job made sense.
所以没有这些任何一件事情发生在 Job 上是有理由的，可以有理由可循的。
Although something of value remained.
但是
Job's view of God.
有神的意志，就是约伯对神的那种价值观没有改变。
Job was able to say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away."
约伯说是神给的，神也可以拿去。
Blessed be His name.
我们要祝福神。
Job was able to say that when all is done and I've been tried, I will be refined like gold.
约伯说。经过这一切的一切，他说我被炉火炼了，然后我炼出来像金子一样被炼过。
Job never lost sight that God was in control.
约伯从来没有想到说神是到一个地步 他自己都无法控制。
Possibly, if we went through what Job went through, we would ask the question, "How can I go on?"
我们常常，假如碰到像约伯这种情形，我们会说，我该怎么走，该怎么办呢？下面，往后。
That might be the fundamental question this morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这些也许在我们中间有人说，这也是我们现在所面临的这个问题。
I have no idea what you're experiencing in your own life.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，我不知道你的私人的情况，但是。
What pain or difficulty God might be taking you through is the lessons He's trying to teach you.
你所经过的艰苦，神让你经过的。
But whatever it might be, do you value God enough to say, "I'm trusting Him for everything and for His best"?
不管我们碰到什么事情，我们能不能讲说，我们仍然是那么样子相信神，神仍然 in control， 神仍然是在掌握之中。
Job had everything. Job lost everything.
约伯他拥有世界上所有的东西，但是一下子他失去了所有他原来有的东西。
But Job kept his eyes fixed on God.
但是约伯把他的眼睛定睛在神的身上。
In simplicity this morning,
简单说，今天早上
my message to you is fix your eyes on God, no matter what you're going through.
就是说，我们要定睛在神的身上，不管你自己在生命中间现在经历到何种情况。
He will give you the strength to endure.
他会给你力量去忍受过去。
And when you look back, you will see the lessons that he has taught you through those difficulties.
然后当你回头再看这些时候，你想说，哦，神把这一切事情是教导我一个功课。
God is in control.
是要告诉我们说，神实在是在控制掌管这一切。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
所以把你们的眼睛要定睛在神身上。
Amen.
Amen.